Ben, hi.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for talking to me.
Oh, no problem.
Now, are you a junior now?
Yes.
At Nicolet High School?
Mm-hmm.
And you have do I call it a project? Is that the best thing to call it? Or a...
It's sort of like a volunteer group.
Volunteer group that you started with your brother Max. And now you're including other students from Nicolet?
Yeah, basically.
And what do you do with this project?
Well, the idea is we realize that there's a lot of technology that elderly people at these homes for the elderly have access to, and that could really better their lives in a lot of ways, but they don't necessarily know how to use it. And
you mean as like computer email,
yes,
things like that?
Yeah.
Because they're not of a generation,
yeah,
that learned that.
And a lot of times the homes for the elderly themselves don't really have anyone just to go in and teach them. So we decided to start volunteering and kind of hope of expanding it eventually.
Did it start as you just sort of volunteering, what can we do at this?
Well, we really wanted to go into it with the idea of teaching the elderly people how to use technology.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. Has it been difficult? I mean, is there a lot of reticence to admit this technology into their lives?
Well, one of the major issues we found is mostly getting the dates that we're going to be there advertised.
Okay.
And right now it's actually pretty good, but it can be difficult just because, I mean, there's only so much you can do as an outsider.
An outsider, you mean as a
non-employee.
Right, as a non-employee.
So there's a lot of advertising that the homes really need to do in order,
right,
for it to work.
Print flyers, get it around,
exactly,
talk it up.
Put it on,
right,
the schedule.
Have you had trouble getting the homes, the administration into it?
Not always. Like the place we're at now, actually, it's going really well.
And where is that?
It's Milwaukee Catholic Home.
Okay. Where is it located?
It's downtown. I think it's on Prospect.
Okay, right along the lake. I,
yeah,
know that place. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. And they've been welcoming?
Yeah. It's been great. And we're hoping to bring it to some other places, too, because there's definitely a lot of students I know that would be willing to volunteer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I imagine it's a kind of an interesting experience just working with elderly people. Do you find that are the people that are in the homes happy to see you?
Yeah, actually, usually very happy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so, because I'm old enough now that I sometimes imagine myself in one of those homes, and the emotion that I imagine feeling most of the time is abandonment.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, they left me here.
Yeah.
And so I would guess that seeing a young face, a friendly face, and especially a face that's interested in helping them understand what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
They'd be
very enthusiastic.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So what kind of skills do you teach them, as basic as keyboarding?
Well, one of the major ones we work on is email, just because that's really the first step to just getting in touch,
right,
with all your
and
relatives.
An email, getting an email address is so easy.
Exactly, yeah.
Free.
Yep.
Still.
Yeah. And
a way for them to keep in touch.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Annoy their grandchildren.
Exactly. And we also, a lot of times, elderly people will get a gift from their relatives, like a tablet or something.
Right.
Which is a problem because the people at the home might not even know how to use a tablet. So that's an area we can really help, especially because a tablet can do pretty much anything and you can carry it around wherever.
Right.
So we've done a lot of work there too.
Right, right. That's cool, especially the introduction of the tablet is really an amazing thing because they're relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
And they can do anything that anybody really wants to do.
Yeah.
You can't store grand amounts of data on them, but you can certainly email. You can play Words with Friends or whatever the thing that Alec Baldwin got busted on. But you can play games. You can do a lot. And you can Google and find out the meanings of all kinds of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that was my next question, is what do you use for equipment? What's the hardware that you use? Because I would guess that most homes don't have a whole bunch of spare computers.
They usually, or at least the ones we've been to, have a couple.
Right.
Kind of like a little area where the computers are. And that's a good place to work. A lot of times, actually, the people at the home will have their own computers. even if they don't quite know how to use them.
Right.
And sometimes they do. Sometimes it's just helping them with really little things like one issue or one error or a virus or something like
right.
that.
Right, right.
But other times it's just starting from the ground up.
Right. I would guess, and I have no way of knowing, but I would guess that since computers have been around for a fair number of years now, 20 so years,
mm-hmm.
But the technology is changing every 15 yeah. or so minutes,
mm-hmm.
That there are a lot of old computers that people have gotten rid of. Is there a system, a way of like donating tablets? There are probably a lot of people who got the iPad 1, and now they, since
yeah.
the iPad 2 came out, they got it. Now they have an iPad 1 sitting in a drawer, just like they have 7 cell phones sitting
yeah.
in a drawer. You know, is there a way of contributing?
No. I mean, that's definitely something we want to look into, though.
Right.
Because, you know, obviously there's a lot of benefits to that.
Right, right. So how do you do? You go around to different homes and pitch this idea?
Yeah, and it usually goes over pretty well, but like I said, the really hard part is just getting them to work on really getting it out there,
right.
getting the message out there. So
promoting it.
Exactly.
They have to promote it because you've got to go to school.
Exactly, yeah, and we don't control the schedules or the flyers.
Right, right. So do you, when you go into work with these people, you go after school, you go on weekends?
Yeah, it's just after school, probably like one day a week.
And how many kids are working with you now?
Right now, pretty much two other kids.
Two other kids.
It's one home, and that's pretty much the right amount.
Yeah, that's enough, I would think.
But I'm hoping to kind of do maybe two people at each home and then just kind of start expanding
right.
it.
Oh, so you have entrepreneurial visions.
Yeah.
Good. We need more entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we do.
And innovators, too. I mean, it makes so much, such perfect sense that the isolation of people that are in homes like this, even though they're surrounded by other people their own age, but if they can learn to email, learn to use chat rooms, learn to use all this social media, it's like built for them so that they can really feel part of what's going on. Well, good for you. Good for you creating this thing and keep pursuing it.
Yeah,
I hope you do.
I definitely intend
right?
to.
Yeah, because it's a noble enterprise.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.